The United Kingdom High Court has delayed the extradition of Julian Assange to the US for a further 3 weeks, requesting that the United States give assurances that Assange will be protected by First Amendment free speech rights, that he won't be discriminated against as an Australian citizen, and that he will not face the death penalty. Their judgment said that if these assurances were not given by the United States, leave to appeal will be given to Julian, and there will then be an appeal hearing. The US will no doubt give the necessary assurances. They will then extradite Assange with High Court approval and do what they like thereafter. Like Pontius Pilate, the High Court were washing their hands of the matter before dispatching Julian to his US crucifixion. Extradition looms menacingly near for Julian Assange. Julian's brother, Gabriel Shipton, commented, "This morning I was hoping Julian would be granted leave to appeal. At worst, I feared he would be extradited before tomorrow morning. Instead, his purgatory continues, but that also means we have another window to increase the pressure on the people who can take the decisive action to make a real difference. Right now, that is the Australian government." Outside the court, Julian's wife, Stella Assange, made this statement.
Thank you for being here. Today's decision is astounding. The courts recognize that Julian is exposed to a flagrant denial of his freedom of expression rights, that he is being discriminated against on the basis of his nationality, an Australian, and that he remains exposed to the death penalty. And yet, what the courts have done have been to invite a political intervention from the United States to send a letter saying it's all okay. I find this astounding. 5 years into this case, the United States has managed to show the court that their case remains an attack on press freedom, an attack on Julian's life. What the courts haven't agreed to look at is the evidence that the United States has plotted to assassinate Julian, to kidnap him. Because if it acknowledges that, then of course he can't be sent to the United States. Julian is a political prisoner, he is a journalist, and he is being persecuted because he exposed the true cost of war in human lives. This case is a retribution. It is a signal to all of you that if you expose the interests that are driving war, they will come after you. They will put you in prison and they will try to kill you. Julian is just a few days away from the fifth anniversary of his arrest and imprisonment in Belmarsh Prison. He has been in Belmarsh for 5 years without conviction, and the charges against him are to punish him for publishing the truth, for publishing evidence of the war crimes committed by the country that is trying to extradite him. Now, the UK courts have invited the United States to issue assurances. The Biden administration should not issue assurances. They should drop this shameful case that should never have been brought. Julian should never have been imprisoned for a single day. This is a shame on every democracy. Julian is a political prisoner. He is a publisher, and he is being published for expressing his political opinion, for expressing freedom of the press in its purest form. Free Julian. I ask everyone to rally behind him and call for his freedom, call for the Biden administration to drop the case and support House Resolution 934 before the U.S. Congress to drop this case. Thank you. Free Julian.